Chat with me, Ibrahim Sani. Today we shall depart from the conversation of politics and enter the realm of internet banking as well as spam. A few days ago, I got an email early in the morning saying that they have accepted my application into the Nigerian police force. Worth noting that I've never even applied for that position, nor have I ever been to Nigeria and harbour any ambitions to becoming a Nigerian police force. I don't even harbour any ambitions to become a Malaysian police force. But despite the fact, I have been accepted to become a Nigerian police force and I'm deeply honoured by that particular gesture. Having said that, that is a spam email and they want me to click on a bunch of links in order for them to so-called accept me into the application. We've seen this email all the time. We've seen these kind of emails every single time that we get, opening our inboxes. But worth noting that there is an amount of statistics out there that shows that people click on those links. I don't know those statistics. Pretty sure somebody else would know. But it's worth noting that these spam actually work. Because if you try 1,000 emails and 1 to 10 give back, that's a good hit rate, particularly when you cold call or cold email people out there. So, worth noting that cybercrimes are always on the rise. Which brings me to that point of CIMB Clicks. A few days ago, we saw a big hoo-ha about how CIMB Clicks are actually really bad in managing that particular crisis. Because it seems that a bunch of users are unable to access their accounts, and for some cases, they are able to access their accounts without even completing their password entry into that particular login username. So there's a problem with the credentials gateway of CIMB Clicks, and CIMB, in turn, have come up very soft in terms of negating that kind of allegations that were brought forth by a bunch of people that online, particularly on Lau Yat Forum, as well as on Twitter. But having said that, you got to be careful into how your personal banking IT people actually manage your accounts. Because I'm speaking out of experience. I did work in CIMB before this, and I did work with the IT department or the business intelligence unit before this. And I'm telling you, in CIMB, when I was working there, there was a lot of rigorous, gateways and a lot of important checks and balances that were put in place. But that was then. I don't know how things are now. And I'm pretty sure, if anything, things might improve over time. But as a user, you really don't care about what's happening behind the scenes at your bank. You just want to make sure that every time you key in your login username, everything checks out perfectly. If something does not check out perfectly, then you have the right to make as much noise as possible. But in today's world, today's day and age, you got to expect that there's no such thing as privacy anymore. You're going to see news like, 500 million accounts getting hacked every time. So at the end of the day, you got to expect some form of bad news to happen when it comes to your privacy. I know that's not a good benchmark to base on, but if you start embracing reality, you're going to be able to have lesser shocks every now and then, I suppose. But I guess some of you will never agree with me. Some of you will always argue that as a service provider, be it your banks or be it anybody else, it's your right to have your privacy ensured and secured all the time. I'm just going to tell you, let's be realistic about it, that's not going to happen almost never, right? That's not going to happen almost never. So let me know what you think about the status or the current status quo of how we are right now. What can we do as users to actually ensure that our privacy is going to be protected, particularly when you use mass global services, anywhere from emails like Gmail or Yahoo to private secured systems like internet banking? Let me know what you think on the comments below. Thanks very much and goodbye.